you have a letter.
Okay, so I think we... Do we have to vote? I can't remember. I'm sorry.
The bill has, it was tabled last time prior to a vote. And you asked to... What I understood was there was almost a motion ought not to pass plus a letter describing to the department the idea of developing a generally applicable regulatory standard. At the time, I heard both climate change and sea level change. That's what's been included in this letter that you should all have in front of you.
Well, you Joan took my copy, but that's okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
Here.
Thank you.
There's another one next to you.
Take a break. He's now, who's he?
In discussions with Representative Devin, he would prefer to limit it to sea level change and storm surge change and not get into the climate change issue more generally. I also, at Senator Saviello's request, shared this language with the department. I don't believe they had any comments on it. It's not only they shared with me. So, essentially, as you can see in front of you, the primary concern echoed in the letter is that the lack of a generally applicable regulatory standard to address the impacts of would now be sea level change and storm surge on the state's environment and natural resources. The committee would be asking the department to look into the development of such a standard and to work with or to solicit the input of other state agencies, including the Maine Geological Survey and the Maine Coastal Program, in investigating whether or not this would be feasible. Additionally, the letter asks the department to, in conducting this feasibility examination, to also identify any additional gaps in the state's environmental laws or the department's regulatory authority to ensure that the regulation of activities impacting the environment account for sea level change, storm surge, et cetera. I'd be happy to answer any questions about the letter or anything else on this bill.
Questions about the letter? Mickey, are you satisfied with the way the letter's written? Senator, Representative Martin.
Yeah, move that we send the letter with the change that
and then, so we need a motion to take it off the table, which we did by bringing it up. So we need a motion on not to pass with the letter being sent to the department.
Correct. That was my motion.
Thank you very much. Do I have a second?
Representative Deshane just
did.
No, he wants the senator to do it.
This carries more
weight. Second. All right. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of ought not to pass with the letter in front of you being sent? It's unanimous for all those who are present and voting. Do we have anything else, Dan?
If you want to go for broke, I do have some feedback from some parties on the LD 713 letters about the lake's water quality. You want me to just hand out feedback and you can review it along with the letters for
great.
Next week? Great. We'll do that then.
All right. Anything else?
Did we schedule a work session for my bill?
I don't know. Did we? We did next week. We do the work session. Thank you, Mick. Yep.
We never entirely agreed, but next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah. Clean up these two bills next Thursday.
So next week... there is nothing on Monday or Wednesday, as far as I know, scheduled for the Environment and Natural Resources Committee.
There's nothing Monday anyway. It's a holiday.
Oh, right. I won't even be here, so.
I just remind you.
You can schedule something if you want, but you won't have me.
Oh, Dan, come on.
So Thursday after session, in the afternoon, we'll have work sessions on the two bills we heard today, 1478 and 1494.
We can finish up the shoreland zoning letter then. And
discuss those letters. And also, I've been talking with you and Representative Welsh about this. The gold prospecting reports on those streams and stream segments that were required in 2014, we should be getting those reports back very shortly. And with any luck, we'll be able to schedule a review and discussion of those reports on next Thursday.
And I'll try to see if I can figure out how to get my video that I took of our tour out to you guys I got it on my phone. I just got to figure out how to download it to you. But it was a very interesting learning experience for Robert and I. Very, very interesting. Beautiful day, and we learned a lot. Any comments? Any other thing for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Oh, okay.